sure it's sounding like the same dollar.
Shitas Ravoishi was that Reb Shimon is matir to Meyabim Shelohoyo Boilomoi Sai Yibim Vachar Kachnoila, that's called Mitzvah Beheter Sai Noilad Vachar Kach Yibim, because Zike Keknuso. So Shitas Ravoishi is that Sido Asugi from Zike Keknuso. And the Zikik for Knuso is Matir, Sai of the brother, the Shalabeloma, is born after Shimon made Yibum, so Mitzvah Beheta. And even if Levi is born before Shimon did Yibum, Abaval is Keknuso to Shimon, so Levi could do Yibum. And of them, the Gemara asked the Kashe, how you could say Zikik Keknuso? Ki Ilush is married to Shimon. Arishtate in the Braise, when his three brothers, and the first one dies, and then the second one dies. Reb Shimon holds, you need to do Yibum to both. Yibum HaChalitze, Saita Eishas Ruven, Saita Eishas Shimon. And if we hold Zike Keknuso, so Eishas Ruven is married to Shimon. So it would be enough just to marry Eishas Shimon. So why stay that you have to do Yibum twice? This is Be'etzim the Gemara's Kashe and Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia holds Zike Keknuso. And b'meile it's called Levi. When Levi came into the world, she's already married by Shimon. And b'meile it's mitzvah be'heter. And the Braise state when his three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, then Shimon dies. So Levi has to do Yibum to one and Chalitza to one. And if he has Zike Keknusa, would be enough to marry Shimon's wife. Doesn't give any Gemara's kasha. Omar Abaye, I just wanted to take out this line from Abaye, and then we'll go to the next Raya from the Gemara. Omar le'abaye ve'lo ishoni loch ben zikas yovam echod le'zikas shnei yevomi. Zika keknusa is only with one yovam. Halanya. Zika keknusa is only with one yovam. With two yevomim, you don't say zika keknusa. Two yevomim, you don't say zika keknusa. B'mele, the Mishnah is Reuven dies, Shimon is the only brother. So we say zika keknusa to Shimon. Then when Levi is born, it's mitzvah be'eta. But in the case of the Braise, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, when Reuven dies, it's not keknusa to Shimon, because Shimon and Levi are around. So when Shimon dies, you have to do Yibum, Sai to Eishes Shimon, Sai to Eishes Reuven. And the Teisa Sarosh learns Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara stays with it. Even that the Loshana Gemara, the Gemara is Mashma, that the Gemara is Matcha, Abai is Pshat. Zog the Teisa Rosh, the Gemara stays, and this is Shitas Rashi, that be'etzem, before the Ve'oid Moisiv Rav Oishia, we hold now that Zike Keknusa Bechad Veloy Betrei. When you say Zike Keknusa, when it's one brother, Loshen Rashi, Ram Yekamei. When it's two brothers, you can't say Ram Yekamei. So when it's two brothers, there's no Zike Keknusa. So the Veil, we had a Sugi of Zike Keknusa, Abaye, later of Papa, will be Cholik in Gantz. But the Veil, Abaye is bringing up a Efshar, maybe Zike Keknusa is only when it's one brother, not when it's two brothers. The Gemara doesn't speak out, what would be when it's one brother and two Yevomis? You say Zike Keknusa or not? The Gemara doesn't speak it out clear. Abaye says when it's one brother, you say Zike Keknusa. When it's two brothers, you don't say Zike Keknusa. What would be when it's one brother and two Yevomis? You say Zike Keknusa or not? Of them is nothing mefurish the Veil in the Gemara. The Veil is nothing mefurish in the Gemara. Lama zan the Gemara. Ve'oid moisiv Rav Oishia. This says it's not Rabbi Oishia, it's Rav Oishia. Rabbi Oishia is the one that holds Zike Keknusa. Rav Oishia is choylik anim, and he's going to bring a raya that we don't say Zike Keknusa. And here Lama learned good the pshat in the Gemara. It's mamish, a very gishmaki gemora, but let me again say the right gemora. Gimel achim, shnai mehem nesuim shtei achye, so isho vebito, isho vebas bito, isho vebas bno. Three brothers, the first two brothers are married two sisters. And the first two brothers die, harei luchol tzeis velei meyab mois. the twin brother can't do Yibum to both, it's a Chois Kuka. So he does Chalitza. V'Rab Shimon Poiter. Why? Maskona Zagmor is a drosha b'sha shenasu tzor izu lezu lo yilcho lekuchim afilu b'achas meh. Frag the Gemara, the Isal Kedai Toch Kosova Reb Shimon. Zike Keknuso, Damye. Leyabem Lekamaisa Vetipota Ridach. Frag the Gemara, Eisen Ekashen. The Gemara has three brothers, two married two sisters, and a third brother. Tanakama holds that the first two brothers that married the sisters die, the third brother cannot marry the sisters, he does chalitza. Reb Shimon is poiter. Frag the Gemara, why is poiter? When the first brother died, his wife is ki'ilu knusat levi. So now when Shimon dies, his wife is potu me'ibam because it's a chaisisho. Ziko ki'knusa will make the first one married to levi, and the second one will be potu mitzad. Achois isha. Da steht in the Gemara. So Rebbe Uchber speaks out that Be'etzem, we have already the third time of Zike Keknusa in the Sugya. We had the first Sugya of Zike Keknusa, Reuven dies, and then Levi is born. So we say that Vashi was Knusa to Shimon, it's not called Shalahoya Bo'ilomoy. It's the easiest. Because Keknuso, Kilo, nothing is left from Zikas Reuven. Everything is by Shimon. So Levi, that is coming, Mikoyach Shimon, could be Meyabe. This is what we met in Yud Ches Amud Beis. Yud Ches Amud Aleph, we went up a step. That when his three brothers, Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies, if Zika Keknuso is enough to Meyabe Meisha Shimon, nothing is left from Reuven, so wide that even that normally Levi has a mitzvah, of a Keknuso, she's only Eisha Shimon. This was the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, she's so stark married to Levi, when Reuven dies, she falls to Zike Keknusa to Levi, so Shimon's wife will not fall to Yibum, because she's a Chois Isha. Now Rashi speaks out, why we say Zike Keknusa is two brothers when Reuven died? So Rashi is no two brothers, because Klapi Shimon, she's a Helve. So she never falls to Shimon. She only falls to Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. This is the Rashi in the brackets. So it's Rashi, though, ki noflo mi yikore loy noflo le kamei chad. Gabi idoch elvi. And Rashi is going to tell Sarosh, that we know that Zike Keknus is only in one brother. But so Rashi, this is called one brother. So be mele frek di gemore akashe, why Reb Shimon said that both apotu mihibum vechalitze? Why Reb Shimon said that both apotu mihibum vechalitze? Let the Reuven's wife that died first to be keknuso to Levi, and be mele Levi could do yibum to her, and Eisha Shimon that falls later, she's a chois isha, and she has to be potu. Nasi di gemore, let her to be potu. She's a chois isha. Zot Reboruch Ber, is the Teisus Reed in the beginning of the Perek. We mentioned him once, Kilachayat. Zog the Teisus Reed, even if you were Paskin Zike Keknusa, we don't Paskin it, so it's hard to measure it. Even if we were Paskin Zike Keknusa, if someone is Mezana with the Yevama, he's not Chayiv Misa. Even if you were Paskin Zike Keknusa. Shemer es yobam shezinso es belav. Lo yishomanu mokem en shas, tad leman da omar zike keknuso, shemer es yobam shezinso, chayev es misa. He says, an avada kiddush in toibsim bi yevom el ashuk, rav shmuel, es nat negev zike keknuso or not? Es nat negev zike keknuso or not? Es nat negev zike keknuso or not? So even if zike keknuso, Aber Mikol Makoim, she's not married completely to Keknusa. There's no Zika from Reuven. It's enough to Miyabe Meisha Shimon. Aber she's not Mamesha Eisha Sish. Zog de Teisus Reed. And if you marry her sister, you're not Chayev Kores. These are the three Chidushim Zog de Teisus Reed. We've already said three Chidushim Zika Keknusa. It's Keknusa that when Levi is born, it's Mitzvah Be'eta. When Shimon dies, it's enough to do one Yibum, and now we said that it patters the Tzara. But the Teisus Reed says, even that it patters the Tzara, Zog the Teisus Reed of a Zike Keknuso is not a real Eishasish. Ein Chayovim Aleo Miso. Kiddushin Toiv Simbo. Vim Bo Al Achoiso, Ein Achayev Kores. Frek Reboruch Ber, so if it doesn't patter her sister from Kores, and Kiddushin types him and her sister, so how state in our sugya here that she could patter her sister? The Gemara said that if Reuven dies, we'll say Zika Keknusa to Levi, and then when Shimon dies, Shimon's wife does not follow Yibum because she's an Erva von Achos Isha. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Amr Zike Keknusa. The Kasar Kedai Drogas of Shimon Zike Keknusa Damye, Leyabim Lekamaisa, Vetipart Aridach. Why can we be Yabim Lekamaisa? So Rashi, because the first one is Kiknusa, she's Achos Isha, so she's married to him, so Shimon's wife doesn't follow Yibum. Frek Reboch Be'er. But the Tesis Rit gave a Akdome, Bepashtes is right. Bepashtes, and Kiddushin Abad the Toifes be Yevom El Ashuk, Lo Yisho Manu, every time when the Gemara asked Kashas, the Gemara didn't come up, oh, Haman Reb Shimon, Ziki Kiknusa. And the Gemara says, Shemaz Yom Shazinso, no one says that Lefi Reb Shimon is Chayef Misa, it's often the Gemara is Nishtazay, Mishnai is Nishtazay. And Abad is the Tesis Rit Alein, that in Boal Achoyso, Eine Chayef Kores. Sogre Baruch Ber, Shteido de Yesoide Vyevomis. That the Erve patters the Tzora, you're right, she's Kiknuso, she's Ki'ilu married to Levi. But she's not really. But it's enough that she's Ki'ilu married to Levi, that her sister is called Achois Isha Be'erve. It's an Erve on Kores. But to patter from Yibum Fe'oleo, you don't have to have Kores. To patter from Yibum Fe'oleo, you don't have to have Kores. It's enough that you have Shem Achois Isha. It's negia to have the shame achos isha. We spoke about the daf beis and daf tes. If you have a shame of a erve, even without kores, you patter, you vama that is a erve, even there is no kores, she's potu meibum vechalitze. Avada, we have to shim it with the sugyas daf chof. If it fits kiddushin patters from chalitze, or the maskone is a gzerasakos of the Hashem erve patters, aber lefidati is a srid. It's muchach to say, lefidat is a srid. It's muchach to say as vos, that the shame erve patters. As is muchach lefidat is a srid. That the shame erve patters. Some want to bring a raya maybe from the Rashbo, that memalef is mashma nishta zay. The Rashba is mashma that if Zik is the Reise, ain't Kiddushin Toifsim Be'achoyso. Daf Ma'ayin Zayin, the Rashba Daf Memalef. The Rashba speaks about Lemanoma Yezike, he's not Medoma Lezike Keknuso. Maybe in the Rashba is Rai is the Loika at Teis Asrit. But Lefid at Teis Asrit is Reboch Ber Ois Cheshbens. Lefid at Teis Asrit, we have to learn Pshat in the Sugye, that the shame Erve patters me Yibum v'chalitze, even that she's not an Erve. But Mikol Mekoyim, the vial we have in the sugya, three zikas keknusa. Yud Chesam would base that she doesn't fall, legabi shloi bo'ilomor is no zikas ruven, it's keilu eish Shimon that is enough to do one Yibum, and the third shlav, she's my wife so much that her sister is also mitzad Erve. Omar Rove, Amar Rav Amram, my poiter nami poiter b'shnia. Reb Shimon didn't mean that both are potu. He means that the Eishes Reuven will do yibum, and Eishes Shimon will be potu. Tanekame said, choyletz lishneim. Reb Shimon poiter, you read it like this. Areilu cholzes veloy misyab mois, both. Reb Shimon poiter and the second one. Now, for the first one, for sure. Tanekame said, both need chalitze. Reb Shimon Poiter and the second one. Fuck the Gemara, but Tanya Reb Shimon Poiter bishneihem. The Anu from the word Poiter stam pshat Gemara. From the word Poiter, the Gemara doesn't have a problem to explain that the Poiter is a Reins Gizetz and the second part. Because it says, Are elu cholzois veloy misyab mois. Tanekame holds both need chalitze. Reb Shimon holds not both need chalitze. Only the first one is Yabemes, the second one is Potu. Freidig Gemara v'otanya Reb Shimon Poiter b'shneihem. Shteit klor that he patters in both. Omar Rove, shniyo shebezug ze, v'ashniyo shebezug ze. Very wichtige Gemara. Omar Rove, shniyo shebezug ze, v'shniyo shebezug ze. What is the pshat shniyo shebezug ze? V'shniyo shebezug ze. Rashi learns, and most Rishonim follow Rashi's Mahalach. Rove says, we learn the Mishnah different. was three brothers. The first two married two sisters, and they married a mother and a daughter, and they married a mother and a granddaughter, and they married a mother and a granddaughter from the son. So the first two ladies are married, we'll start with the first two, two sisters, and they married a Isha of a Bita. Now the first one dies. So Reb Shimon holds, Zike Keknusa, his wife, is married to Levi. Now when Shimon dies, both wives of Shimon are potum meibum. Both wives. One is a Elve and one is a Tzoras Elve. So the first wife of Shimon is married. The first Nefile, Reuven dies, she's Keknusa to Levi. And when Shimon dies, you potum from Yibum from both of the wives of Shimon. So poiter b'shneya means he's poiter in both of the wives of Shimon. Rashi says it's a shtikel chidush, as I said Rashi. So nochamot. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why Reb Shimon poiter b'shneya, Reuven and Shimon, when Reuven dies, she's keknusa to Levi, and when she's keknusa to Levi, lechurure, when Shimon dies, so he will do yibum to Eishas Reuven, and not to Eishas Shimon, she's a chosisha. So the Gemara avadet is the pshat. But Reb Shimon is poiter in two. The answer is Reuven was married to two noshim, and Shimon was married to two Noshim. And when Reuven died, so it's Kiknusa to Shimon, to Levi. So now when Shimon dies, both of the wives of Shimon are potum meibum. This is the way Rashi learns. And I've then fragged the Gemara. It's not the words of Reb Shimon. So the Gemara, Kotoi Rove Be'ar Bezuge, Oktoni Oi, Oi Yishove Bito, Oi Yishove Achois, Ve'oi, so it's not two wives, he has four wives, it was four sets. So Reb Shimon had to say, Poiter Be'arba. So it's not true. So the Gemara shlugs it up. But this is the way Rashi learns, that Rove wanted a Rein Zetz the Braise, that we're talking about that the first two are married to two sisters, and a Yishove Bito, and a Yishove Ima, and the first one dies, so Zike Keknusa to Levi, and b'meile the both wives of Shimon apotu. The Gemara lefirashi, he had a mistake. It's oi and it's four. I shouldn't even say it's such a mistake when you don't even start with it. Yeah, when you explain two, you're asking, but it's four. Frek the Teisus Arosh. We're zeicher the Mar Shof. Frek the Kasha. Teisus Arosh b'keir that shlogs Rashi. It says Amod nepshat. Amod nepshat. Frek the Teisus Arosh. Why? Rashi is maimed like this. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies. Reuven and married, Shimon are married to two sisters and two mother and a daughter. Reuven dies, he's keknusa to Levi. So now when Shimon dies, she's potu. This was the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara, yeah. Eishas Reuven take is keknusa. Eishas Shimon is potu. Frayde Tei Sarosh, how much wives Reuven had? How much wives? Two and then four, yeah? When he dies, they can't be keknusa to Levi. We said we're going now, zuke keknusa only by one, not by two. And we were magdim Rashi in the brackets, Rashi was magdim that the sugi now holds that zuke keknusa is only with one brother, well, only with one brother, not with two brothers. The haidu zuke keknusa is only when it's one. This was Rashi was magdim. So what is the Gemara's answer? No. You're right. When Reuven dies, he's keknusa to Levi, so he could marry Levi's wife, and Levi could marry Reuven's wife, and he would not have to marry Shimon's wife. Oh, but we talk, and with, this is what Reb Shimon meant. Poiter b'shneya. I says poiter b'shneya means Reuven and Shimon are married to a mother and a daughter, four arayas, four sets. And now when Reuven dies, all of the noshim of Shimon are potu. Why? Because already he was knusa, Eishas Reuven was knusa to Levi. She was not knusa to Shimon, Rashi explained he's a erve, so she doesn't fall to Shimon, she only falls to Levi. This was the first Rashi. Frek Teis HaRosh and Amar Shon Teis Yeshonim. Are if Reuven has two wives, so mainly you don't say Ziki Keknusa. And Mikoyach this kasha, Teis HaRosh says that Rashi is wrong. First again, he doesn't like the whole Chetim Selefi Rashi. So he says that four different brothers are married and everyone is dying. A whole different story. But we're going with Rashi. So Rashi arayin zetz the Gemara bepshat amod nehava mina. The taket is the brothers are married to four sets. And shnio, shteya means the two wives that Shimon is married. And the Gemara says, first it's oi, second of all it's four sets. Aber fayt de sarosh, if Reuven has two wives, it's no ziki keknusa. Zog de marsho. And we are zeiched, the Ritva also says it. Zog de Maharsho. And two Yevomim, you don't say Zikir Keknusa. And two Yevomes, you say Poshut. We will have to have a whole shir. Well, I don't want to go into it because I want to go as a Andor Zachman in the street. I want to go in. What is the difference? Why would two brothers don't say Zikir Keknusa? Because you don't know where it's heading. No, two Yevomes, you also don't know where it's heading. Stamp to say that it's the same? Tesaror says you're wrong. Tesishonim says that you're wrong. Maharsho says you're wrong. Maharsho says the Teretz. Abim Davis in the Teretz. One is glad? One is the glad? So, what is the glad? The glad is for sure like that. As Avi and two Yevomim, you can't say Zikir Keknusa, because it's not Meyucho to someone specific. So, in two Yevomim, you also can't say Zikir Keknusa. What is the difference? What? Tell me the difference.
When it's both
Yevomim,
it's different than if it's covered.
Why?
There has to be one of them that
can
be
Koinish. Alamol is one to one. One to one. One, two Yevamim, one, only one. Two Yevamim, only one. What is the difference like this or like this?
Where it starts.
Why? What is the difference? So the Maharsha says, so we have to know, Be'etzim, this Shaila is time to be made the Sugi of Zikir Keknusa till the end. We have to know, when we finish in the Sugi of Zikir Keknusa, Machloikes teise sarosh mitrashi lemaskone from Zikir Keknusa bechad. If it's only Bechad Yavam, or Betrei Yavam, as you say Zikir Keknusa, or the not. So we have a Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi says Klo. So this reason I smacked him the whole time, Maskonas Asugi, the Rashi in the brackets. On all these Akdomas that Rashi spoke it out, you'll say the Gemara turned, now the Gemara learns that even Zikir Keknusa by two. But Rashi was maimi the suge that Zikir Keknusa is only by one. Rashi was maimi the suge Zikir Keknusa is only by one. And he asked the Kasha, so it's no Zikir Keknusa to Levi because Shimon is also alive. So Rashi, Shimon is out. She's a erva to Shimon. Shimon is out. As is Rashi. No, so Rashi, what is the Teretz of the Gemara? Reuben has two wives and Shimon has two wives. And when Reuben dies, both wives of Shimon are partu. For it is a Rosh. No, but if Reuben has two wives, you can't say Zikir Keknusa to Levi. Mikayach dad, he's choylik and Rashi. And the Maharsho and the Ritva are coming to Miyashev Rashi. So the Maharsho says one chilek, and Reb Nochem says another chilek. The Maharsho says that is a difference. Why by two you don't say Zikir Keknusa? Because when the brother goes around, he doesn't feel that he's controlled on the Yevama. Why? He will try to chab the Yevama, his brother could come and skip him. He can feel, I kol ha'imed li goz is ke gozuz dami. Kol ha'imed li ikon is ke konuz dami. Who said it's Aymed? So einu biyodoi. He doesn't have a koyach, he doesn't have a shlita. So b'meile, b'meile you don't say Zikir Keknusa. Mashen can b'shtei yavomis and one yavom. Well, it's up to the yavom to take who he wants, so it's really Keknusa. I will explain the Maharsho. The Maharsho learns, like Loshen HaRosh and the Dorim, that Keknusa is because Eino Mechuseres, and it's Beyodi to make it now. I don't have to ask no one. Here, what do you mean you don't have to ask no one? If your brother will come, he will spoil it to you. Masha'egin and the Yavamas, the Yavam can do what he wants. So it's up to the Yavam. I will say it, that'll be easier to remember it. Lefida Maharsho, the measurement is by the Yavam. By two Yavamim, you don't have the Koyach. But two Yevomim, you don't have the koyach. But two Yevomim, you have the koyach. We start from the Yevom. The Keknusa is, lefi the koyach that the Yevom has. By one Yevom, he has a koyach to chap. By two Yevomim, he doesn't have a koyach. Shenis Rashi is not so mashmaze. Rashi says, when Rashi in the third line in the Omud, when he explained Abaye, can masnis in the Avishteachim. Verami alei. It's only a mutal on one. When it's mutal on two, Loshon Rashi Masha Mubal Abatish Azah. Now it's totally to them. Reb Nochem wants to say something similar to what you're trying to say. Reb Nochem wants to say like this. It's everything starts from the Yevama. Everything starts from the Yevama. When it's two Yevamim, the Yevama wants to get married. She can't get married to two. So she can't say that she feels she's married already. When it's two Yevamas and one Yevam, she's married already. Everyone has a din to marry. The Maisa, if the Osman will do it, she'll be patur. but she has a full din to marry this person. When it's two Yavamim and one Yavama, you can't say that both have a that Yavama has a din to marry both. She only could be married to one. So if you look at the Yavama, what is her din? To marry one of them, not both of them. Her mitzvah is to marry. No, no. We don't have the Yavama. No. What is the din of the Yavama? What is the din of the Yavama? The din of the Yavama is to get married to the Yavam. When it's two Yavamim, you can't say she has a din to get married to both Yavamim. Masha'engim, when it's two Yavamas, every one of them has a din to marry the Yavam. Again, the Shaila is, I will explain, what makes, both of them are trying to miyashav Rashi. We have to remember, the Rosh had nishtaze. The Rosh had nishtaze. About Reb Nochem learns the zikikiknusa is val the yovam had a koyach. Val the yovam has a koyach. This makes it zikikiknusa. So we say by two he doesn't have a koyach. By one he has a koyach. By two he doesn't have a koyach. By one he has a koyach. The kiknusa is the fide koyach that he has. By two he doesn't have a koyach, by one he has a koyach. Reb Nochem says, trying to answer, not that we measure it by the yavam. We measure where the yavama is oymet. She's not oymet to marry two. When there's one, she's oymet to get married. You're right. As if the guy will do chalitza and then, I'm asking a kasha, and one yavam. One of you for be chalitza and then? For be chalitza and then? Also she will not be married. But her din is to get married. Her deal is to get married. But Mikol Mekoyim, the Gemara is doiche. The Gemara is doiche that this is not the Pshat in Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon says, oi oi. So again, we're going back to the Kasha. So why Reb Shimon says that both are potu? Why Reb Shimon says that both are potu? Say the first one is Zike Keknusa. And the second one will be potu. And for the Gemara, Elo Maravashi, Eden Oful Bezeachar Ze Ochenami. The first one will be Misiabemes al Ziki Keknusa, and the second one will be potu. Hoche Bemayaskinen, the Noflu Bevasachas. The Novlu Bevasachas. So what? The Reb Shimon Tzava lo ki Rabbi Yosi Aglili de Omar Efshar le Tzamtzem. So Maskonas HaGemor is, if Reuven dies and then Shimon dies, for sure Levi does Yibum Teishas Reuven, she's Keknuso and Eishas Shimon is Potro Atzachoy Sisho. We're talking that they fell Bevasachas. And so what if they fell Bevasachas, Zog Trashi? And now the Potro Mitzad the Droshe, Beshor Shenasu Tzor Ezu Lezu. הרי דיסרו דגמור רבו דם, ואוי רב שימן פויטר בארבו עשום, ואוי טני רב שימן פויטר בשני מן החליץ מן האיבום, שנמר ואישר לאחוי זו להסיק הרליצרו, בשור שנעשו צור זו לזו, אלך לקוחים אפילו באחס מהם. So one after each other, איש הסרובין is כקנוסה. So במילה, לוי בו במייבם איש הסרובין, and פוטר from איש השימן. We're talking that רובין and שימן died בבסה אחס, So why the potur is a drosha b'shor shenasu tzor izu lezu? Ein lecha lekuchim afilu b'achas meh. So what is the case of Reb Shimon? Reuven and Shimon, they die together. Because if Reuven dies first, keknuso, you're allowed to marry her, you're not allowed to marry Shimon. They die together. And while they die together, b'meil is a nu p'tur b'shor shenasu tzor izu lezu lecha lekuchim afilu b'achas meh. Frek de keren oiro, How two people die together? So the Gemara says, if a behemoth had two kids together, Tanakama says, you can't have two kids together. Every time one is a bchor, one is a sofek. Rabbi Yosi says, Efshar Letzamtzem. I have an easy echatimtzem. Reuven is 15. Shimon is 13. Levi is 10. Reuven dies. There's no zikik keknusa. There's no zikir keknusa to Levi because he's a cotton.
Zikot.
If we say, we said he has Neda Bekot, we don't say Ziki Keknusa. Now, so Shimon is not Ziki Keknusa, she's a Erve. Shimon dies. So now, Eishas Reuven and Eishas Shimon are standing to Yibum to Levi. When he becomes Bar Mitzvah, both of them become Ziki Keknusa together, and he can't marry them. Vasachas. That's what Zohar Zulu is with Vasachas. Why did Gemara has to have Eichatim so that Reuven died? And Levi and Reuven and Shimon dies with Vasachas. So then Levi can't do Yibum because Nasu Tzora Zula Zu Bezike. What is the case with Vasachas? Because if it's not with Vasachas, when Reuven dies, it's Keknusa to Levi. So Bemele, Reuven's wife is in, and Shimon's wife is out of Tzachis Isha. Zika was no Zika Keknusa because he can't marry. We explained yesterday. We cloth Chai Velavim. We explained cotton. That when you have a cotton, you don't have Zika Keknusa. Why? Because the cotton can't do a Maisa Yibum, so you can't have a Zikik Eknosa, Dakot. Zokte Keranoiro Mikan Muchach, that Zikik Eknosa is even to a cotton. We explained yesterday, the Suffolk was, we explained yesterday, cotton can't do Kedushin. Cotton can't do Nisuim. If it's Al Shema Osid, Val cotton can't Ishmi Yabim Zain, so you can't say Zikik Eknosa. Zokte Mikan Muchach, that is a Zikik Eknosa even to a cotton. Udaloike galanti, shekosav loike. So the safer galanti state. So Kadmin is a rishon that because you don't say zikik keknusa, because you don't say zikik keknusa. Do state klo that because you say zikik keknusa. This is the gemara. I want here to go in to Reb Elchanan's kasha. I think it's a big mafteach, big mafteach. Reb Elchanan came with the Eisen Kasha and the Gemara. I want to build up this Kasha very close. But listen carefully. The Gemara says, what is the case that is a Gzeras HaKosuv? That Lefi Reb Shimon, you can do Yibum to both? Reuven Shimon died bevasachas. Kshenasu tzores lezu lezu bezike, lo ir lecho lekuchim afilu beachas men. Frek Reb Elchanan azah Kasha. As a Gemara in Kiddushin, everyone knows the Gemara in Kiddushin. Everyone knows the Gemara in Kiddushin. A person cannot allow to marry his wife's sister, Achos Isha. What would be if you marry two sisters with Vasachas? That's chal or not? Mekadesh shtei achyos. Avad both not, or at least one of them. Avi chal or not? What? Vasachas. Sends a shliach, kadesh both. One man the Omas the Kedushin Mesum Lebiya. Zog the Gemara, that is coming to them. Why it's not Chal? Kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasachas enoi. As a klal and shas, often a Gemara, kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasachas enoi. Frekt Reb Elchanan, nefsido azah klal. Kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasachas enoi. So, if Reuven and Shimon died bevasachas, what are you telling me? Reuven and Shimon died bevasachas. So why Levi can't do Yibum? B'shor shenasu tzor izu lezu, lo ir lecho lekuchim afilu beachas mehem. Frekt Reb Elchanan on them. If Reuven dies first, it's keknusa, and Shimon's wife doesn't fall in. If Shimon dies first, she's keknusa to Levi, and she's Reuven doesn't fall in. So bevasachas also they can't fall in. Bevasachas they also can't fall in. So why the Gemara says Reb Shimon has a posuk? Tani Reb Shimon Oimer Shenemar v'ishel achoyis lisikar litzro b'shah shenasu tzores zu lezu lo yochol lekuchim afilu beachas mehem gzeres hakosuf unachayis bezike. Frank the Gemara, it never could happen. Why? Because I don't need a pasuk. Table is zikik keknusa when Reuven dies first, or Shimon dies first. So the Gemara bevasachas. Frank Reb Elchanan, what will help bevasachas? What will help bevasachas? I recall she'ainu bezeachar ze, afilu bevasachas ainu. If Reuven will die first, so you can't do Yibum to Eisha Shimon. Why? She's a Chos Isha. If Shimon will die first, Eisha Reuven is a Chos Isha. So like when you mekadesh shtei achyes v'vasachas, it's not chal. Why? Kol she'enoi bezeh achar zeh, afilu bevasachas einoi. So why here I need a pasuk from Litzroy? B'shor shenasu tzorah zu lezu. Lo yichol lekuchim afilu b'achas behem. Typically, kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'masach ha'seinoi. Yes, also, it's a chalois.
But it's a mitzvah.
So Rabbi Elchanan brings down that we could have answered, is a thesis in Pchoiras. Thesis as a kasha, so why when one cow has two kids, you're telling me that both kids are kodosh? Why? לפי רבי יסי אפשר לצמצם, כל שאינוי בזה אחר זה, אפילו בבשר אחר זה אינוי, אז אי פרק תסס עם בחוירס. כל שאינוי בזה אחר זה, אפילו בבשר אחר זה אינוי. אז אי פרק תסס עם בחוירס. הרבי יסי הולץ שתיים קדושים. רבי יסי הולץ, if two twins were born, בבסחס, שתי עם פחוירס, פרק טייסס עם פחוירס, כל שאינו בזכר זה, אפילו בסחס אינו. זוג טייסס. If it's מהשמיים, we don't say כל שאינו בזכר זה, אפילו בסחס אינו. When it's בבי דה אודום, we say כל שאינו בזכר זה, אפילו בסחס אינו. When it's מהשמיים, we don't say. No one knows exactly what is the הסבורה. אז זוג טייסס. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, no, here it's also Me'ashomayim. Here it's also Me'ashomayim. They fell together. You can't be Mekadosh Bevasachas. Dainu. What a person can do one after each other, he can't do in one moment. But if Hashem does it, it happens. So a person cannot Mekadosh sisters one after each other, he can't do it Bevasachas. But when Hashem does it, Azevi Pchoir, Hashem did the two kids to be born together, it's Chal. So when the two sisters fell a zikah me Hashem, it's chal. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, yes, shitas ha-teisus, but the ritva doesn't hold like that. Aleph. Beis, we are mekubel in the yeshivas as Reb Chaim and Hilchos Nedarim was meyaseh to us that teisus is a shitas yochid and a vada we don't hold like that. Why? Reb Chaim explained, why you say kol she'eina b'zeach al zeh afilu b'vasach ha'seine? Why not? B'zeach al zeh not? B'vasach ha'seine? Zog Reb Chaim, the pshat is hazeh. Like when you do one after each other, everyone disturbs the other one. B'vasach ha'seine, they also disturb each other. What happens one after each other, in the same moment, they're also happening one after each other. B'zog Reb Chaim, the moshel, when I sell you a house, I can sell it later to someone else. No. I could sell it to two people together? For sure. Why? When I sell it to him, you know why I can't sell it to you? Because it's not mine anymore. Not because his chalois is disturbing you. When it's together, it's together. As I said, Reb Chaim, b'shtei achyas, the erve from one is a stira to the other. Is nischadesh, kol she'einoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasach ha'seinoi, that the stira, one after each other, is a stira in the same moment. So what you can't do one after each other, you can't do even in the same moment. But when you sell a house to someone, because you gave it to him, if you give it to two people, two of them will be shutfin. Not only chetzi chetzi, could be both will own the whole thing. It's alam al-shan and shutfis. How about you can give a half a half? It's when you want both to own the whole thing. It's not a stira. So he says, in pchor, why the second one is not a pchor? Because he's born second. But if both born together, both are b'chayim. Teisus kasha is nishkin kasha. Tzadas yochid, the Rambam and all of the Rishonim never hold from the teisus is kasha. He says, in Noshim, you can't say, b'kadosh teyachis, kol she'ine b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasach hazeinoi. Aber in b'chayim? What? Why a second kid is not a b'chayim? Because it's not a b'chayim. But if he's born together, so he is a b'chayim. It's not a chalois. The mele, if there's no mokim to say the teisus teretz, so we never say teisus teretz, that bidei shomayim. Reb Chaim is miyashev the Rambam im Nedorim, ha-kome ve-afore. This is the famous Reb Chaim in Nedorim, in Perek Nair Amuros, so this is the teref in Reb Chaim. Kol she'eine v'zeh achar zeh, afilu v'zeh achar zeh, it's not stam apora aduma, is the pshat that the chalais of later is the stirs already now, but when it's empty, it's empty. But in Bemele, it's not called Goshein of Ezech HaZeh. Bemele is Miyashiv Tesis Kashiv from Chol. So Bemele, we're going back to Rebbe Elchanan's Kashiv. So Frank, Rebbe Elchanan, Maskonas HaSugi is Be'etzem. We have to know, the Gemara stays here, the Lefi Ravoshi, in the second we start Rapope, Rapope is Cholik. But Ravoshi holds, Zike Keknusa Bechat, Aye, what is the case of the Braise? Shenoflu, Reuven and Shimon die bevasachas, or Cotton, Galanti, Aber, they die bevasachas. And there is no Zike Keknusa to the first one. So what happens there? Be'etzem, one of them at least will have to have Yibum Ochalitze. But the Potur is a Bezunder Gzeras HaKosuv, that wider Potur, the Tani Omar Reb Shimon, שנאמר ואישו על החויסו לא הסיקח ליצרוי ושו שנעשו צור איזו לזו לא ירו לקוחים באחר זה בסך גזיר הסקוסו פרקט רבל חונון why you need a גזיר הסקוסו why you need a גזיר הסקוסו תיפוק לי כל שאינוי בזה אחר זה אפילו בבסך אס אינוי זה קושי עצומה Und als ich gefragt habe, Chaim Telzo. No, it's not a Makoyer. It's a Drosche, Zika Keknusa, it's not a Makoyer. It's a Dim Beshoshe, Nasu, Tzor, Zu, Lezu. They say it's in Arba Achim, it's only in one case, two brothers, not in three brothers, not in four brothers. All different halachas. Dosi de Kasha, Agdoyle von Rebel Chonon, and the Kasha von Reb Chaim. Zog de Rosh Hashorim, if you know how to learn, the kasha is bichlal nishken kasha. Samerats is dike kasha. So sharp. Samerats is dike kasha to frek such a kasha. It's a pillar whole simon chofein kovitz ores, sivkot nalef, beis gimel dalet, is a tov soifer. If you know how to learn. No, zogatat. No. It's enough to know how to learn Aleph Beis to answer this kasha. It's enough to learn Aleph Beis. I was talking with the teretz. If the miyashav vayir belchonam chaim, or avoid and shir will be to miyashav vayir belchonam chaim teretz on ishkitchach tafazah posh the teretz. What? What is that?
This
I will not say that Rebbe Chon had a tosef. Which no, it's a tosef here. I want to ask you a shaila. I don't understand. What's fregt Rebbe Chon and Reb Chaim Telzer? Reuven and Shimon died together. So lady can't do Yibum because Achai is bezike. If Reuven dies first, Zike Keknusa. Shimon is out, Reuven is in. Shimon is first, Frank Rebel Chonon, Rebbe Chaim, tells her, Vos daf kumen, so the Gzeres HaKosu, that when they die together, you can't do Yibum. Ari Bezeh HaZeh, it doesn't work. So Melo Vas Achas, it also doesn't work. Mask him with the Kasha? Why is not a Kasha? I'm telling you, you'll have such a Mas Nefesh that you didn't say it. Rezog Dirtsu. I'm asking you a shaila. When you're right, kol she'einoy bezeh achar zeh, shleime, kol she'einoy bezeh achar zeh, afilu bevasach ha'seinoy. When Reuven dies, she becomes knusa to Levi. Shimon cannot be after Levi. Sorry, Shimon cannot be after Reuven, and Reuven cannot be after Shimon. What cannot be? What can be? If it's keknusa to Reuven, it can be keknusa to Shimon, because ain't bezeach al zeh. And if it's keknusa to Shimon, it can be keknusa. So together, it can be knusa to no one. Seder. So they will follow Yibum. It will be zik elav keknusa. We have zik ain't keknusa. What happens betray? Zik elav keknusa. The keknusa is a stira one to each other. So give them zik sheino keknusa. Alright, the two brothers you told me in the whole sugi now is a zikelav keknusa. Sometimes you go the spitz level can't what? Because think. Again, what can be one after each other? Zikelav keknusa can be one after each other. Zika Keknusa can't be one after each other. If she's married to Reuven, she can't be married to Shimon. Shimon, she can't be married. So together, she can't be married to both. So she's not married to both. But now she could fall down to Yibum on a Zika Keknusa. A Rebechad brother, we have Zika Keknusa. What if it's two Yevamim? If it's two Yevamim. If it's two Yevamim, what happens? So you have a Zika, you should have Keknusa. Not true. So will be no chalais of zikah keknusa, but be a regular chalais of zikah. They're not the mafkia each other. But mainly, the knusa doesn't touch.
So one of them will be zikah.
No, so both will be zikah lav keknusa. Both will be zikah lav keknusa, like tanekame. On the gzeras akos, so bechay gavne will be both zikah lav keknusa. We'll get to the tzoros. It's not tzoros, Deval. Let me talk first on tzoros. The pella is, when I've traveled in Akashi, why are you Rebbe L'chol and Rebbe Chaim Brist? Rebbe Chaim tells us I didn't say it. Why? Why does, when it's two brothers, it could come with a package of Zika Keknusa, yes. So Bevasachas, the Zika Keknusa cannot be Chal. So Bichal Zika Shalai Keknusa. Lo Yetzir would be no sugi of Zika Keknusa. Everything would be good. Bevasachas, you can't have Zika Keknusa. So have Zika Sheino Keknusa. What is stopping you to have Zika Sheino Keknusa? What is not to say? I'm asking you. Shleim. I'm asking you. If your person has two brothers, the person has two brothers. So the man has no Zika Keknusa. So what happens? He has a Zika like Keknusa. When it's two brothers, he has Zika like Keknusa. So you could have a Musa of Zika Shaina Keknusa. If you could have a Zika Shaina Keknusa, so what is the problem with the Gemara here? When a brother dies, if he has one brother, it becomes Keknusa. If it's two, it doesn't become Keknusa, right? So now here, it can't be Keknusa. Because Kol She'einu B'zeach HaZeh, Afilu B'vasach HaSeinu, so maybe it cannot be Keknusa. So maybe it's never Chal. So now, but it could be Chal.
Because we have to see each other for a second. No, it's not.
So, this is Avoda Gdoila Liyashiv. It's Avoda Gdoila Liyashiv. Avoda Gdoila Liyashiv. It's two ways to go here. There's two ways how to go. It's not almost a pele. Rebbe L'chol even doesn't bring the tzad. A bleib tzorichiyun. Chaim tells her, who it's a glad esvore. The Rosh Hashanah, what are simen of them? I'm also not. Shai, what is the answer? So there's two ways to answer. One way, like Shmuel is trying here to touch, that could be if we're going with Reb Chaim. If we're going with Reb Chaim, that Bevas Achas means that the stira happens, and then it cancels out each other. So the Be'etzem Kilu they come and they kill each other out. It's not stam kol she'einu b'zeach hazeh, what can be tomorrow can be today. The stira of tomorrow is already here. So we look at it be'etzem, that everyone be'etzem can make a zikah keknusa, and they cancel out each other. So if hazeh vay that they cancel out each other, nothing is left. Yeah? But you have to ma'ayin if it's true. Pashtas the pshat is, while they will be canceling out each other, so b'meila the knusa doesn't start. But Ravadi could come here a regular Zika. Could come a regular Zika. Harbe Yeshli Izboinen. The second Nusach is that Vaistois Rebbe Elchanan. Vaistois Rebbe Elchanan. And Reb Chaim tells the learned that is no tzad that is a Zika lav keknusa. We have Trey Achi. First, Kablaim and Shvel. Abba Womi Yashiv. And Kazadavar. If Ziki Keknusa, it's one package. If it, this is the way it goes. You can't go different. We have Trey Achi. I want to ask you, what happens betrei achi? She's not knusa to no one, or she's knusa to one and we don't know who? Is a ran in the pashta, she's not knusa to no one. Chalitza al zike. Chalitza to both. Mizbar le mafreya. Is a ran in the dorim ayin dalet. The Gemara there says, Rab Lezer holds, when it's one Yavam, he could be made from the Dorim because Zike Keknusa. When it's two Yavamim, he can't be made from the Dorim. So the Rosh explains, because he can't say Zike Keknusa. Frank the Ran, so let both of them to make a forest in the Dorim and they'll be taken care of. So the Rosh says, yeah, but here no one is Keknusa. The Ran says, it's a Gzeira Sakosuf, Isha Yefirenu, Isha Amevurorlo. Mashma and the Ran, that even by two, is a Ziki Keknusa, just we don't know to who. It's a suffix. It's not clear that it's to him. Azay is Mashma and the Ran. What? Again, we asked yesterday, Chavelavim, we were Mechiach from Taisis, that is Keknusa. Yeah, we're Mechiach from Taisis, that is Keknusa. The Keren Eira said in Kotten, video, this is not want to finish. Lemaisa, Misvor, we said, Chai Velavi Ve'esa, we're not Dike Knusa. Misvor, we said, Kotten, we're not Dike Knusa. But from Tesis, we proved, Yeke Knusa. From Keren Eira, we proved, Yeke Knusa. We never found, Chutz from Trey. We didn't find, Lemando Omar, Zige Lav Keknusa, that is a Zige Lav Keknusa. So again, one of the two. So bad, so we could say maybe three. All the time, Einach and Amim, Hot HaTeretz of Rebel Cholan's Kasha, the Kasha Heip Tzach Nishton. This is the reason no one asked it before Rebel Cholan came. Chutz HaKushi HaTzuma and the Sugi Alein. Has that Kasha, has that been a Shoyni for Egin HaKasha? No one asked it because the Kasha is a Toys. Like the Rosh Hashorim Tainas. Shaila is how we answer them. Or do we answer them that they cancel out each other? And the Bimuchach, the Ganser Reb Chaim Take, the Kosheini Bezeach Hazet, the Pshat, the Chal, and the Mevatel, and this will be this Sugya, will be the Mokim to be Marchim. The Ganser Reb Chaim. And the Melech, they cancel out each other, even the Ganser Zike. This will be the way to understand the Sugya. Honor to say that was Pasha to them. But I think this is more Mistaber. When they asked the Kasha, they didn't speak it out, they didn't mean the Torah from Reb Chaim. They would have to speak it out. Darkish Rebel Chanan, if he was going with the Reb Chaim here, he would say the whole Reb Chaim. Darkish Rebel Chanan. It's mashma that they didn't have a suffix. And was posher to them that is no tzad to learn Zike Lav Keknusa. Lemandoma Zike Keknusa, it's only Keknusa. I tray will have to be Yashin. Al Derech Haran. So again, about it, it's a weiter Weg. About it, it's a weiter Weg. Ich komme nicht ganz auf, it's a weiter Weg. But it's a mitzvah le'yashiv. Adarab. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, she'll be earlier. It's a tiny. I want to go to more vital. I'm on base to move down.